JD's contract. In all seriousness, your contract is up tomorrow. 3 years, it's up. You don't know if you're signing. You have an agent that's working out the details, which is kind of scary for the show because tomorrow you let us know, are you extending or you might be off until they figure it out.
Yeah, and I told my agent, take as long as you need. The beautiful thing about having either a lawyer or an agent, specifically an agent, is that you can just let them handle things behind the scenes. The emotional side, I want no part of it. I've been part of that rodeo way too many times.
I hate it.
I don't like finding out how much I'm worth. I don't like, I don't like any of that.
Or so, how much you're not worth. Yeah.
So I'm just letting my agent handle it. And then when he says this is the best deal available, then, you know, hopefully I can sign it. But there is a possibility that I might not. And that, I mean that for real.
Yeah. It sucks. So I'm going to make light of it. Yeah. This is only my 12th show in the past 4 years. So I just was telling the show this one guy that got fired from one of my first radio stations. When he walked out, he stole a gold album that was on the wall from an artist. You know, like they give them to radio stations like, hey, thank you for breaking our record. Here's a platinum record. He's a gold. He just walked out and grabbed the gold album off the wall and walked out. So ladies and gentlemen, 602-805-0101. You're getting fired. What would you steal at your workplace? JD is on the board on saying.
Yeah, our microwave. That is a 2-to-1 radioactive microwave. And then one of the microphones, specifically mine here.
So what would you steal from your workplace if you knew you were getting fired? Let's talk to Eugene and Gilbert. Eugene, what would you steal from the office place?
About 2 years ago, me and my coworkers came together and we all chipped in and we bought an espresso machine.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we all use it every day and we all love it. And it's the case of if they told me I was going to get fired, that thing would definitely come with me. There's no way I would ever leave it so that other people could have it.
Okay.
Well, how much was the espresso machine? Because they can be very expensive, anywhere from like $800 to $5,000.
Jesus.
No, this was mid-range, but it was at least $2,000. Yeah, and it's got all the bells and whistles. It makes a steam thing. Yeah, yeah. Get a foam.
Yeah.
You name it.
Do you like your coworkers?
I like them in the context of when I'm at work. I've learned not to try to separate or hang out with them outside of work.
So you would take their only happiness for a break time and you would steal the Nespresso machine. Is that what you're saying to me, Eugene?
I mean, if we've come to the end of the road as far as business matters, then yeah.
Wow. Okay. So why do you deserve it instead of Mary in HR?
I just don't think she would appreciate it.
Yeah, right. That's a lie.
No. You want it, man. You take it. You deserve it. You earned it. I would want the whole office to suffer. Now, I'm just saying if I worked in your office, not here, but I would take it. Yeah. Man, if we had one of those.
Why? So you could steal it?
I know.
What's one thing that you love here, Sienna, at the workplace?
You know, this is really niche, but I love our water machine here because it has the hot and cold water options. Yeah. And I don't know where the hell the water comes from, but it's always filled. And it's
filtered.
That's
so real, though. Yeah,
I do love that.
So I am always filling up my water bottle here so I don't have to drink my water at home.
If JD stole that, wouldn't you be pissed?
I would be so pissed.
Oh, now that I know that, I want to steal it.
No.
All right, Eugene, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
The water's classic. Who the hell would say, well, I'm stealing the water when I leave?
I have looked up that machine before, and I couldn't find the exact one because I want one of them so badly.
What is that machine? It's like a purifier?
I think so, but yeah, I just love the easy access to the hot water and cold water in one machine.
It is fancy, and it's a part of the building, so it's not like they're going to give us crappy water because, you know, we would sue the living hell out of them.
I'm still suffering from the black mold from the last building.
I know. Trauma.
Pretty sure that's why I got divorced. I was irritable.
I forgot about the mold in the
last. That was crazy.
Yeah. Wouldn't steal that. Take that, JD. When you're not. Take the mold. Give us some calls.
602-805-1101.
We are getting word that Yvette in Phoenix wants to chime in. She says she wouldn't steal. She wouldn't steal something. She would steal someone.
Oh, so like not an object?
So I can't wait to see who she just remixed the question. Who would you steal? Oh. Yeah, JD, would you steal me or Sienna?
For legal purposes, it's obviously a joke, but I'd probably steal you.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Just because I don't want you to have, you know, a living, you know, to provide for your family.
I'd be unemployed with you.
Oh, you're coming with.
We're going down together.
All right, we're having some fun with this. Phone lines are lit right now. If you're getting fired from work and you stole one thing before leaving, what would it be?